Tamo started down into the valley, digging his paws in against a shale drift. He felt much lighter and better for the brief rest.
Indeed, 'tis only fair, considering the weight of your pancakes, old pal,
he called back. Russell caught up and took the lead.
Less of the old young scallywag, or I'll put a turn of speed that'll have you eating me dust for a full day.
Tamo pulled a wry face at the squirrel's back.
What ho, young Russa, point taken. Lead on, but not too fast.
Russa shook her head as she skirted a patch of mossy grass, still wet and slippery with morning dew.
Rest your jaws and let the paws do the work, Tam. Season's a gabble. I never did so much talking in all me life. Save your breath for travelling. That's another lesson you got to learn.
Right you are, oh wise one. The jolly old lips are sealed.
Good. Then shut up and keep up.
To hear is to obey, oh sagacious squirrel.
You got to have the last word, haven't you?
Only because you're the strong, silent type, great leader.
I'll great leader you, you cheeky-faced rogue.
Bad form for a commander to insult the other ranks, you know. Whoops, ouch!
Not looking where he was going, Tamo trotted into the area of mossy grass and slipped, landing flat on his back. Because of the steep incline, he rolled a good way downhill until he was halted by a boulder. Russell went by him, looking straight ahead, a smile playing round her lips.
I've already told you, matey, you can't lie down for a nap till we make camp.
Tamo learned a lot that first morning. By midday, they were standing on top of the hill, overlooking the spot Russell had chosen for a campsite. Down in the valley, a little stream tumbled over a rock ledge, forming a tiny waterfall. There were wild privets and dogwood to one side, making a shady bower. Hot and dusty, Tamo wiped a paw across his mouth at the sight of fresh water. He saluted smartly at Russell and said,
"Permission to go down and chuck myself in yonder cool water."
The canny squirrel shrugged.
"Suit yourself, matey, if and that's what you feel like doing."
The young hare let out a joyful whoop and sped off downhill. Russa backed off and, dropping out of sight, cut off at a tangent, approaching the glade from a different angle. Ducking out of his shoulder belt and dirk, Tamo cast both aside and leapt into the water. It was ice cold and crystal clear. The sudden shock robbed him of his breath for a moment. Then he gave vent to a yell of sheer delight. It was good to be alive on such a day. Gulping down the sweet fresh water, Tamo stood beneath the cascade with his mouth wide open, falling backward and splashing playfully with all four paws.
Yeah, now that's what I likes to see, Skulker, a young critter full of the joys of spring.
Rubbing both eyes and snorting water from his nostrils, Tamo floundered upright to see who had spoken. Two ferrets, big and lean and clad in tattered rags, stood on the bank. One with an arrow half-drawn on a bowstring, the other with a spear stuck in the ground as he tried on Tamo's belt and dirk for size.